Welcome to Your Future Is Now, hosted by Jim Grant and Bill Heinrich. Their show is dedicated to sharing information in business, health, and obstacles we face in our everyday lives. Jim is also the TV host of Messages of Inspiration and Hope on E360 TV. Bill is the author of 7 Levels of Truth and is a master in the world of getting clarity in your mind to clear out the cobwebs and remove mental barriers that hold you back. Each week, they will interview an exciting guest. We're so glad you've tuned in. Be sure to share the show. And now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. Today we got a wonderful guest on, Tracy Hull. She's a registered dietitian. She's going to be sharing some great information for you, me, and everyone else about nutrition, the importance of it. But I'm also joined today by the honorary host here on Toganet Radio, Mr. Bill Heinrich. Bill is also the co-creator of the 6-Minute Webinar, and we got a webinar coming up tomorrow. And I'm going to first welcome Mr. Bill to the show and let him talk a little bit. Welcome to the show, Mr. Bill.
Thanks, Jim. I don't ever have a problem talking, do I? Hey, I like the new intro.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, that is very good.
Thank you, sir.
Really enjoyed that. Yeah, 6-Minute Webinar has joined up with Scale Pathway. And the 6-Minute Webinar is about speaking to your perfect client with a powerful call to action in a very short, concise message that can be used thousands of different ways. Very, very tight clarity on what you do best, how you serve at your highest level. And we've actually combined with Scale Pathway, and Scale Pathway takes solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, business people, and helps you scale your business. We show you how to scale your business. So there's a 1-2 punch going on, Jim. We're doing a boot camp starting Saturday for Scale Pathway. It's a 21-day boot camp where you get small assignments. We give you small assignments so that you can escalate and move your business forward much more quickly. And this starts Saturday at 9:00 Pacific time. And a week from Saturday at 9:00 Pacific time, part of the Scale Pathway, and someone can just join individually into the 6-Minute Webinar boot camp a week from Saturday, which is a 3-hour boot camp. And if you go to 6MinuteWebinar.com, Jim, they can join the boot camp. This is a 3-hour boot camp that people say is incredibly valuable. Mm-hmm. And we're selling it this time to start out the new year and the new administration for $20.21. You can go to a boot camp that's worth thousands of dollars for $20.21. So we really like to help people. And I guarantee you, no matter how many times you go through our 6-Minute Webinar boot camp, we will take you to new levels of clarity that will be shocking to you.
You're so right. And when you guys told me about the $20.21, I mean, I just cracked up because the year is 2021. What a great year. What a great way to start off the year. And ladies and gentlemen, for those of you out there listening, I say this on the TV shows and radio shows that the 6-Minute Webinar, in just one sentence, game over as far as attracting your ideal client. And I like to use the one about weight loss because people can relate to that. You know, like your first sentence would be, during this 6-Minute Webinar, I will show you 3 proven ways that you can lose weight. Boom. Game over. Everyone that's interested in losing weight. Did I say gain weight or lose weight?
Lose.
Lose. Okay. My cat's over here messing with me, so at break time, I'm going to take her out. But anyway, seriously, you know, your 6-Minute Webinar, you know, I'll give you 3 ways that you can lose weight. And right there, people who's interested in losing weight, they're going to give you 6 minutes because people value time more than money. And those that are not interested in losing weight, guess what? You've done them a favor and you a favor. You haven't wasted anyone's time. That's incredible, isn't it?
You know, it is. And what's even more amazing, Jim, is in the 6-minute webinar, there are 12 sections to it. This has been scientifically designed. It's phenomenal technology because it includes the 12 critical items that are necessary to make a credible, powerful call to action. And a call to action is just asking somebody to take a step forward with you. That's all it is. So we have got this design. The people that have used it have had a tremendous amount of success. And you use it for your networking events. You'll use it elevator pitches. You can use it for landing pages. I mean, I can give you a list of hundreds of different ways you can use what you learn in the 6-minute webinar. And then you got the webinar itself. So anyways, don't get me started on the 6-minute webinar.
I got to share one more thing about the webinar tomorrow. We had Don McGrath on our TV show, Messages of Inspiration and Hope. And we got a Facebook page there where you can like us, Messages of Inspiration and Hope. And we have a YouTube channel. And if you go to YouTube and look for Messages of Inspiration and Hope, you will see Don McGrath. He's the one's going to be talking about, he's with Scale Pathway and talking about the Script Pal and how that complements the 6-minute webinar. Oh. So if you're interested in getting your business off the ground and you're struggling, you're frustrated, and you're tired of buying ads that don't work, go to YouTube, Messages of Inspiration and Hope, and you'll see it's the 29th episode. I just uploaded it last night, so it's fresh. And check it out. Go ahead.
Yeah. I saw some of the show yesterday with Don. It was Dandy Don. It was really good. But I'm laughing because you mentioned Script Pal, and here I am talking about the 6-minute webinar and all the wonderful things it does for you. I didn't even mention Script Pal. And Script Pal writes your webinar for you. All you do is answer some questions, and your webinar gets spit out. It's that simple. It's completely automated from A to Z. So, yeah, come and meet Script Pal and the 6-minute webinar. And I guarantee you, no matter what you think you know about your business, we will take you to a place of perception that will make you that much sharper when you speak to anyone else, because it's all about your messaging to your perfect client. And this is an area that I can very easily say Don and I are experts at.
Oh, yeah. And ladies and gentlemen, I personally endorse the 6-minute webinar and the Scale Pathway, the Script Pal. If you've been struggling and you've been wasting a lot of money and you're frustrated because most people don't know what to say when they're talking to a customer, except yak. Yeah. And if you want to be precise and sound like the professional you are, you need the 6-minute webinar. You need your buddy Script Pal. That's just the bottom line. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to say one more thing and we can get on with our guest today. But one of the most fascinating things is this, Jim, is that everybody you speak to is a yes.
Yeah.
They're all a yes. So what everybody does, notice this when you go shopping or you go get something, what you're always doing is looking for the reasons why you shouldn't, not why you should. So when you have the proper languaging, you can cut through that ideology and get right to the heart of the matter in seconds with people. And they'll say yes to you very quickly. But anyway.
I'm glad you put it like that.
Why don't you get on and go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm glad you put it like that, because that is what I saw in Tracy Hall when we had her a few weeks ago on Friday on the Everyday People Show, which is our Friday show on e360tv.com. And when I heard her presentation, saw her, because we're on live TV, I says, oh my goodness, this young lady, we got to bring her to the radio. And Tracy, thank you, number one, for being so patient and letting us brag about everything we know. And number two, welcome to the show. We are honored to have you.
Hey, thank you. You know, I think I'm sold on that 6-minute webinar. I think that's something I might look into, too. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Tracy, come to the next boot camp and you'll be amazed. You will be amazed. I guarantee it. Because we have it. I'm going to talk a little bit. There's a framework So because we have such a tight framework on it, we're able to discuss you and how you speak to your client. So you would really like it. Anyways, let's talk about you.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head as far as not knowing what to say to people and mm-hmm. trying to figure that out. And, you know, I think nutrition goes completely the opposite and throws everybody into a box and says mm-hmm. exactly the same thing mm-hmm. to everybody. And I've just gone completely away from that. And that's my approach to things is looking at people differently.
Let me ask you a question. I want you to tell us how committed you are to the work that you do.
I know how cliche this sounds, but I live, eat, breathe what I do.
Right.
It is my every single second of the day. Yeah. And it has been for years.
And how much do you really want to just help people?
It's my mission. I've been through a lot in my life, even though I'm young. And I don't want anybody to have to struggle the way that I have, or I've seen patients struggle. And there are answers out there, and they deserve to know that.
You know, it's so true. And I'm going to want you to talk a little bit about your struggle, because in the 6-minute webinar, your struggle is what connects you to other people. Okay. Because they're struggling. So when they know that you've been through the struggle and then see where you're at. So tell us a little bit about the struggle that you went through and what you stumbled upon, what you saw that surprised you, that caused you to make changes in your life.
I almost died about a year ago, and
wow.
I was already a dietitian, and everything I was doing after that didn't work for me. And so I had to start completely fresh and look at it from a new perspective.
Wow. We got about 30 seconds left before we go to commercial, but I'll tell you right now, when you hear her story, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be glad that you stayed with us and came back, because Tracy Hull, the thing that really separates her from a lot of other folks is that she has skin in the game. I mean, when you're lose your health, I mean, that's an eye opener, and that is a world shaking event in your life. And Bill and I, we're very excited to hear more about her. We're going to break here in just a few seconds. We'll be right back right after these messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Years ago, some fishermen off the coast of Italy discovered some pottery along with fish in their nets. Divers were called out and discovered an ancient Roman ship whose galley, or caboose, a nautical term for kitchen, was extremely intact. Some of the food uncovered on board was pickled fish, wine, oil, and grain used to make the ship's biscuits, otherwise known as dandy funks. It is thought the 2,000-year-old boat was probably on its way to Spain when it sunk and was covered by layers of mud, baggy wrinkles and all. Baggy wrinkles are another name for the ship's ropes. The mud protected the ship from wear, explaining why the leftover food on board was still in such good condition. We land lovers may not be familiar with leftovers on the sea, but we are familiar with leftovers in our kitchen. It's Margin and Rupert. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. We talked a lot about that early when we opened up the show, so please go to 6MinuteWebinar.com if you're struggling with your business. I don't care if you're an author or speaker or coach or trainer or whatever your profession is. And you're tired of wasting time and money, go to 6MinuteWebinar.com. Check it out. And we got some training coming up there pretty soon. And it's just a wonderful thing. But today, our guest with us is a young lady who has got some tremendous skin in the game when it comes to helping people with their nutritional needs. And Bill, I tell you right now, I just can't wait to hear more about her approach and where she came from. And she, even though she was a dietitian, she had some health problems, you know?
Yeah, really fascinating, Tracy. Why don't you kind of pick up where we were at the break? You were talking about your nearly dying. And so what's happened since then? Tell us more about that.
So long story short, and it's an ongoing saga, but in 2019, I was pregnant with my latest son. So I have two sons. My son is fine. I always preface with that because people always, worry. But I was very pregnant and I all of a sudden started getting really itchy. We had recently moved. And Jim was telling me a story. This is what made me remember about the dog collars he was wearing or not wearing. But so I was getting really itchy. And that's a telltale sign of liver failure. And I hadn't picked up on the sign. And why would I think that? I was 33 years old at the time and I was in perfect health. I was actually in better health than I was during my first pregnancy. And then I ended up basically high blood pressure, got rushed into the birthing pavilion and delivered within 2.5 hours. And I just thought I had a cold. I had come out of work for a little bit and went back because I couldn't use any more time off. And all of a sudden I was delivering on a Friday afternoon. And you would think everything's fine. Some people think it's preeclampsia. Well, I ended up going into the ICU. I got worse every single day. I have no recollection of what happened. Most of it's from stories. And I was in the ICU and the doctors didn't know what was happening. All they could do was called supportive care and basically filling me with fluids. And I gained about 30 pounds worth of fluid while I was in there, while I had multiple organ failure. So it just seemed to get worse and worse and worse. And thank goodness things turned around and I came out of it, but I ended up with a brain injury. I ended up with severe PTSD, anxiety, depression, and I ended up having to leave work because of it. And all of that coming from somebody who thought that they were healthy. So it just hit me over the head. I still, up until a couple of weeks ago, had no idea what had happened. And I'm pretty sure the doctors don't know either. The thing that's gotten a little bit more interesting is it may have actually been a diagnosis of, and I may have even diagnosed myself, that I was deficient in something. So at the time, I've been a vegetarian for quite a long time, and I was following a vegan diet off and on. I was eating some fish while I was pregnant to get enough protein and eggs and dairy, but I may have had a deficiency in choline. And this is a mineral that's not really talked about very often, and it's actually not provided in multivitamins or prenatal vitamins. And I started doing some research on it. And if you're deficient in that nutrient, you can end up with liver failure. So yeah. And it was insane because, again, I'm well knowledgeable in these things, but also I was working with a medical team who works with pregnant women, and it never came up during my entire hospitalization. Nobody ever mentioned anything about choline. They knew that I was a vegetarian. So a little bit of frustration with that. And then, the story sort of changed after I came out of the hospital. Now that I'm dealing with all of these health concerns and health issues, I ended up emotionally eating. I ended up with extreme anxiety and not being able to cope with it. And COVID came in at the wrong time or the right time. It depends on how you look at it. And I couldn't go out. I couldn't hang out with my parents. I couldn't show affection and love to anybody except for my direct family because we weren't with anybody. So it really got to the point where I knew it wasn't just about food. And when I was able to follow even a very strict diet, I wasn't able to feel better or lose weight. I felt awful. And my labs were perfect and all of my organs had healed, but I still felt terrible. And I knew that I wasn't looking into something. I was missing something. So my approach to nutrition as a whole changed because most of us, I include myself with all the other health professionals out there, most of us don't approach the mental aspect of it. We don't approach the body as a whole. It's really follow this diet, use your willpower. And this diet, I was following a low-fat vegan diet and I felt terrible. Awful. And it may have worked for me even 10 years ago, but it wasn't working for me then. And only until I started adding more fat to that diet and then changing my approach to it and taking care of my mental health from there, was I able to heal and feel better. And that's crucial. I feel like we carry trauma in our body and nobody addresses it.
That's really interesting. And you mentioned that nutrient. Would you mention it again and spell it, please?
What was that?
The nutrient that you mentioned. Would you mention it again and spell it?
Yep. It's choline. C-H-O-L-I-N-E.
Okay.
And it can actually be related to your genetics, too, which is something I've gone down that rabbit hole as well.
So you've stepped across the line from nutrition into my area of expertise, which people many times talk about mindset, but it isn't mindset. It's inner game. And what the inner game is all about the stories and beliefs that we have inside of us that don't serve us anymore, Tracy. Isn't that correct?
Exactly. It's those limiting beliefs. And that's really, I love food. I love everything there is to do with nutrition and what you put in your mouth. But the mindset is where the magic happens. It's just when you have those aha moments, that's where it's a pivotal moment and you're going to make changes. And that's where you succeed.
So you'll like this, Tracy. One of the keynote speeches that I give, the title of it is, "My life is out of control, and yours is too."
Yep.
And you know, the truth of the matter is our lives are totally out of control, 100%. Mm-hmm. We have no idea, you know, take COVID has been the greatest example of that. There's always things going on, and there's a couple of different areas to look at with it. But the fact of the matter is, we do not know what day we're going to die. And because of that, we have no control as to, we're trying to plan a future we have no control over. And the only way that you can make great choices is by knowing what's happening inside of you. Wouldn't you agree with that, Tracy?
Yes, absolutely. And we ignore it, right? It's uncomfortable to pay attention to those things. It's uncomfortable to notice how it feels in your body to eat pizza. But that's where the magic is.
It's more than uncomfortable. It's unsociable.
Yes.
You know, yes. It really is. And the reason I work with people in this area that think the anxiety, stress, overwhelm that you were talking about. I call myself a business coach. But the fact of the matter is I only work on the inner game with all these CEOs and everybody around the world that I work with. Because once you understand the inner game, then you're able to make conscious choice from awareness. And when you have awareness, it's like you've went through this, you've gained all these new awareness. You know, what are three of the awarenesses that you gained going through this that are causing new choices?
It's a big umbrella would be what is going on that is out of balance. So that could mm-hmm. include relationships. That could include mm-hmm. my mm-hmm. home environment. Is everything mm-hmm. messy and it's causing me to feel chaos? It can mm-hmm. be my financial situation, and that's creeping mm-hmm. into every area of my life, and all of those mm-hmm. affect your choices.
And there's only one path of truth in life, Tracy. There's only one. That's it. And that truth is, and this is the only thing in life that's true, is how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is a perception based upon your past experiences, and everybody has different perceptions. So, but how you feel will take you to the truth of what's actually happening. Isn't that what you found?
Yes. Going with your gut instinct. I know this food doesn't work for me, or I know that chocolate cake is fine for me. You can feel it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it doesn't matter what other people think. It's you, it's your body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, Tracy, there's a lot of people listening out there, and would you be kind enough to share your website with us, please?
Sure. So my website is just my name. It's tracyhull.com, TracyHull.com.
And your email address, please?
It's tracy@tracyhull.com.
Okay. We'll have all this good information there in the description of the show. And I tell you, I want to talk a little bit about, I got one question we come back and break. I want you to explain to me the difference between a dietitian and a nutritionist. I kind of like felt those two are kind of like in this just same, they do the same thing, but they're different, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. They're very, very different. Dietitian actually goes to school, and it's much like pre-med. So I've heard that the classes, of course, I experienced them. It was very hard, but it's difficult. It's like a pre-med undergraduate degree. And then you go through an internship as well. It's a very competitive field. And a nutritionist actually doesn't need to have any formal education. My dog could be considered a nutritionist. That doesn't mean they all are.
Yeah.
We'll
get more back into that if we come back from break, ladies and gentlemen, because if you're like me, you want to know the difference and just find out, you know, what's good for you. And she's going to share a lot more information with us. We're about ready to go to tunes. We'll be right back right after this brief message.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's merging
neighborhood. I had a weird weekend relaxing and reading through Mental Floss when I came across these rip-roaring R words. I recognized a few of them, such as the old 18th century Scottish word ramfizzled, which means fatigued or exhausted. A couple more great R words are ruckedly tuckedly, meaning crumpled or gathered up and ruched. Ruched is commonly used today to describe a flattering blouse or top. rabbity is a 16th century word for an innocent fool, while raffle-coppin is a rash, impetuous person, or maybe just somebody that gets carried away with our words.
It's Marching Day.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. If you're struggling with your business and trying to communicate and to attract your ideal clients, or just try to attract your clients in general, you need the 6-Minute Webinar. Just go to 6MinuteWebinar.com and you'll be glad you did. You're going to save a lot of time, a lot of frustration, and a lot of money. And I know everyone likes to save money. And I'm joined today by one of the honorary hosts here on the Toganet radio station, Mr. Bill Heinrich. And Mr. Bill, Tracy is really opening up some areas in our mind, isn't she?
Yeah, it's been a fascinating conversation. And before we went on break, Tracy was giving us the difference between a nutritionist and a dietitian. Is that correct? Did I say that correctly?
Yes,
Tracy?
You did. Yep, yep. I've heard it pronounced many different ways.
And that shows you how closely associated to this subject I am.
Well, and I think the word dietitian, I even hesitate to use that term with myself because I feel like a lot of people don't know. They say, oh, you're just a nutritionist. Well, there's a big, big difference. A dietitian goes to school for at least 5 years. A lot of them I'm currently working on my master's, but a lot of them already have their master's degrees. Nutritionists are not required to go to school. They're not required to have any education at all. Not saying that all nutritionists are bad. There are wonderful nutritionists that I work with that are very smart, but they do not require legally anything. Dietitians are usually licensed by the state, and they're also nationally recognized. So we're required to have continuing education, we're required to go through an internship. And that's because we're handling very complicated situations. We're handling, like with my own situation, handling a lot of medical diagnoses. We need to know how the body works. We're able to deal with things like and call our approach nutrition therapy. It's medical nutrition therapy. And it's specialized on things like kidney disease. We understand how the kidneys work, the livers work, and livers, as if we have more than one liver. Our liver, we understand how our liver works. And that was very important to me in understanding how my own disease process was going on and how bizarre it was, because I had never had any family history. I had never had any experience with any sort of chronic illness. And all of a sudden I'm being told I have this genetic disease of acute fatty liver of pregnancy. And my son was being checked he was in the NICU for over a month, and he had come out and had to be put on oxygen. He had breathed in his poop, which is a somewhat common issue in infants that are under stress. And so they were actually checking him for this fatty acid deficiency disease state, which is a whole nother stressful situation. And for me to be able to understand and comprehend what was going on, even with the brain injury, was very important because I could be proactive. I could advocate for myself. And sadly, I had to advocate for myself throughout my healing process because even the doctors were confused. They didn't know what was going on.
So I have a question.
Sure.
Kind of for the sake of clarity. So what I'm hearing is that you are in fact a dietitian, correct?
Yes.
And but you're now working as a nutritionist.
Yes. So I am a registered dietitian. I am nationally recognized within the entire U.S.
I understand that.
And then I'm licensed as well. But I'm acting as a nutritionist because to make it even more confusing, we are now considered registered dietitian nutritionists. It's part of our official title, but I am also a holistic health coach or a...
Well, this is where I'm going with my question. So you're still maintaining your license as a dietitian, correct?
Yes.
But your modality is coming from the holistic side now. Is that correct?
Exactly. So what
so
I...
you had mentioned that. Well, you had mentioned that earlier, and I want to bring some more clarity to this because it's so important, Tracy. You see, everyone who's really good at what they do are helping people with problems they've already experienced in their life. So you had, you're making reference to the requirements to become a dietitian and the fact that to be a nutritionist, there aren't any. And the amazing thing about that, see, I'm a business coach, okay? And I work with people on the inner game. Frankly, I do a lot of work in the area of psychology, if, you know, much similar to a psychologist, but I'm not licensed. And my point with all of this is these are the people that are making the huge difference in the world and educating people. And there's millions of us working this way because of our experiences in life, because your experiences have had more of a more profound effect on you than your education, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right? And this is where your passion comes from and your ability to really help people is this holistic side. And I just want to really clear that up so that the audience understands the importance of what you're saying.
Yes. Thank you for clarifying that. The whole world changed when I turned from the professional to the patient. I was suddenly the patient, and that's what I've
been.
Inside
out.
Yes, and I was able to take that perspective, and I had already tried to put myself in the shoes of my patients, but it is so much more effective when you are the patient, and now it's like starting from scratch. What works, what doesn't, what's confusing. And when following what I thought was the best diet out there made my symptoms worse, that's when all bets were off.
And I had to listen. That's when all bets were off and the lights started coming on.
Yes.
And, you know, I have a great familiarity with this because you're telling my story. My story is in the area of personal transformation, and I've been studying it for over 27 years. That's all I do. And it's the same thing. And the only way I could get my message to people because of my business experience is to become a business coach. Okay. So, but I only talk to people, you know, about the inner game, and they're attracted to me because of my experiences. So it's, you really have a very unique 1-2 punch. And my questions and these pieces of clarity, Tracy, come from the type of work we do in the 6-minute webinar. Okay. Because you've got a really powerful opportunity here with your licensing and your experience to have a real effective way to help a lot of people.
Oh, she does.
Isn't that right, Jim?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because when we were on the TV show, Tamara Blankenship had invited her. And I didn't know Tracy before we had the broadcast. But when she started talking, I started listening to her. And we're just visiting back and forth. That's when I knew that this young lady, she needs to take her message out there. Not only on the TV show, the radio show, but there's other podcasters out there. If you're listening, you need to get Tracy on your show because your audience will greatly appreciate what she shares with them because we're all hungry for this kind of information. We're talking about our health, for goodness sakes.
And to get the awareness, like Tracy, I'd like you, you know, to talk a little bit more about some of the choices you're making now because of the new perceptions you've gained. I know we're going to go to break here in a few minutes, but go ahead and tell us some of the new choices that you're making?
So now it's much more, I love how you brought up the psychology, right? It's our health and our nutrition is all about psychology. What is going on inside of our bodies? What's going on inside of our minds? So before, I was emotionally eating to stuff down my emotions. I didn't want to deal with the pain and the anxiety. And now you flip a switch and you ask, what's going on? What's really going on? What do I really need? And having that conversation with yourself and then listening even nutritionally, what vitamins and minerals do I need? Am I thirsty? Learning how to interpret your body's signals so that you can feel the best, be on the right path for what's right for you. Maybe eating a plant-based diet isn't perfect for you. Maybe you need to incorporate meat once a week. Every single person's different. Stop following what everybody else does and start listening to yourself.
And you know, talking about the psychology and such, as you gain clarity and awareness, you know what to do, don't you, Tracy?
Absolutely. And it becomes less scary.
It's just clear. Yeah. If you work from the inside out.
And
just intuitively, you know.
Once you let your guard down too, and you say, this is working for me, and you change that talk with yourself, it starts working because your body's letting its guard down too.
It's amazing how powerful we are as human beings, but you can't have power outside of yourself. You can't have power in the physical. Your power has to be in the non-physical from the inner game. That's where you gain all your power, is by understanding these things that are going on with you, because the universe is all made of energy.
Right. So exactly.
As you clear it up, you have more energy, you have more clarity. And where the clarity is coming from, Tracy, is you're not being blocked anymore from the infinite amount of wisdom that's available to us intuitively from the universe. And, you know, a lot of people, oh, this is hocus pocus. But I'll tell you what, Jim, you know the difference now after hanging around with me, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because when we had him on the radio show of old, back in 2019, I think it was. Bill, I asked Bill, what's your topic going to be? He says, my life's out of control and your life is out of control. And I says, well, I know that, but I mean, what's your topic going to be? I mean, we don't have to get personal here now. But his information is just spot on. And ladies and gentlemen, we're about ready to go to commercial. We'll be right back.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth a thousand words. Well, a video is worth a thousand pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Feel like you've been put on hold for days while trying to reach a customer service agent on the phone? Call me a mythomane, because I sure do. That's a person who believes something is true when it isn't. In reality, a recent survey commissioned by text message service Talk2 found that more than 50% of consumers spend an average of 15 minutes per week on hold, which amounts to 13 hours per year and almost 43 days in a lifetime. According to the survey, Kentucky is the most impatient state, as Kentucky residents will hang up the soonest when placed on hold. What is another word for the fear of waiting for an extensive period of time? Macrophobia.
It's Margie Neighbor.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. And during the commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, we were visiting with Tracy, and we were talking about, you know, finding your niche and all that. If you've been kind of like struggling with, you know, what's my special sauce, as people like to say today, but what is your very special niche? I give you my word that if you go to the 6MinuteWebinar.com, and you take a look at what that's about, you will say three words. This is it. That's what I've been searching for. This is it. And that's it in a nutshell. I'm just telling you straight up, you know. And Mr. Bill, Tracy is just, she's just very impressive, isn't she?
Oh, well, you know, what I love about this whole conversation is the duality from Tracy's being a dietitian and a nutritionist at the same time, because it gives her scientific backup to intuitive wisdom, and the holistic approach would be described as an approach without defense. In other words, there's nothing to defend when you work holistically. You're just working to get a solution, to take someone through a solution to a result. Isn't that right, Tracy?
Yep. It's taking the judgment out too. It's just saying, show me the way. And then it comes about, and that's what works. It's amazing when you step back and you just open up to what works.
You know, the holistic approach is so important, Tracy, because every person on earth is different.
Mm-hmm.
We are all uniquely different. So the dietitian side of it works scientifically with different programs and protocols. The holistic side works from what's going on in your life and is open to many other areas. And that's what makes the biggest difference, doesn't it, Tracy?
Mm-hmm. And a lot of the disease processes are because of what's going on in your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily because of what you're putting in your mouth, but it can be because of your stress level or your own thought process. So if you're not paying attention and know how to tap into that, you're missing the point. You know, that's where it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's that's why they call it dis-ease.
Correct.
Because it's emotional.
Yeah.
It's coming, definitely coming from the inside. Louise Hay, I don't know. Are you familiar with Louise Hay, Tracy?
I love her. Yes.
Okay. You know, her book, You Can Heal Your Life, will blow your mind, because she ties everything, any disease, to different emotions that are happening based upon things going on in our physical life.
Mm-hmm. It's on top of everything that happened to me during 2019, I lost my brother-in-law to pancreatic cancer, and he was diagnosed about 8 months earlier. And my sister and he are both, well, he was a therapist and my sister's a therapist. And the things that they went through and the research that they did to understand what is his ancestry, what type of emotional things is he carrying with him, and how is this presenting itself into cancer, was just, they unturned every stone and looked for everything. And unfortunately at the end, you know, he had to pass, but that's where it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it comes from.
Absolutely. Say, what are like for somebody who's identifying with your story and struggling with eating to feed emotions or protection and all the other things, what are like three simple tips you could give the audience regarding their nutrition in general?
So one thing that really I found really great, especially when you're going through anger, frustration, anxiety, it's that need to chew. It's that need to crunch on something that makes you feel better. But if you try instead, and this isn't, I think, an old technique, but not used in nutrition, if you try instead to scream into a pillow and get that emotion mm-hmm. out of you and express the emotion instead, it can relieve so much. And you don't feel the need to shove food in your mouth after that because you are dealing with the inner emotion. You're dealing with that source of it. Another thing would be cravings. Of course, cravings are challenging for all of us. And this is, again, you're probably going to say, I've already heard of this, but having a craving for sweets and drinking 16 ounces of water before you eat the sweets. And you may find that the craving goes away. And it's because it's many different things. Maybe you're feeling tired and the cold water wakes you up. Maybe you're dehydrated. Maybe you just needed to give yourself a little bit of attention and saying, what do I really need? And trying something different. You know, maybe you need to wash out some inner toxins that are going on and the water helps to clear that out. Mm-hmm. Another one would be getting enough sleep. Your sleep is crucial to all of your healing processes, but it also helps your brain to function and make sense of things. That's what your dreams are doing for you. So when you're able to process and make sense of what's going on subconsciously, you're able to clear away a lot of your cravings for unhealthy foods because you're not ignoring those feelings. You're actually giving yourself the nurture that you need.
You know, it's really amazing. I got a good friend out in Phoenix, Arizona, and he's very much into health and things like that. And he says, the two basic things that I believe in and I live and I teach and I preach about is that get plenty of rest and drink plenty of fresh water. He says, once you do that, he says, then you've laid the foundation where you can actually start creating and improving your health. And that's his philosophy. And I was going to ask you about that. How does... In your training and your experience, you know, because you just mentioned about sleep and water, and I just wanted to, you know, ask you a little bit more about that, if I may.
Mm-hmm. So in my personal experience, I went through kidney failure. So water is something that's been on my mind every single day. And I pay a lot of attention to my pee and I pay a lot of attention to how much water I drink. But now I am used to drinking, I'm still nursing my son. So I'm used to drinking over 100 ounces of water. And if I miss my mark, it shows up in every single thing I do. So it can show up as fatigue, as brain fog, as constipation, it affects every area of your life. The other thing is sleep. So I didn't sleep for over a year because my son didn't let me sleep. And so not being able to perform and not being able to lose weight because, or having your extra fat stored in your belly button region, those are forms of stress. So if you're not able to sleep the correct amount of sleep for you, and again, that's very specific to you. I can tell you 8 hours. That doesn't mean you need 8 hours. Maybe you need 7, maybe you need 10. Everybody's different. But when you're not able to get the rest that you need, it ends up showing up in your work, in your relationships, in your irritability, and in your food habits, and on the scale, of course.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, in my life, 6 hours of sleep works great for me because I go to sleep and I wake up and I feel good. And if I, you know, doze off and drift back off to sleep or something like that and sleep another hour or so, I feel kind of groggy the rest, you know, for quite a while. And so when my eyes open up, I just lay there and okay, I'm time to get up and I go and I feel great because that's what works for me.
That's a great point because a lot of people, they naturally wake up at, let's say, 5:30 and then they think, oh, I should go back to sleep. And then they end up going back to sleep and not feeling the best that they could and not performing the best that they could. Instead, going with your natural rhythm and learning what your rhythm is, it's going to change from season to season. But once you get it into a rhythm, it'll be somewhat consistent and respecting that. Respect yourself. Respect what your body is telling you.
Oh, yeah, because you get up and go ahead, sir.
Sorry, Jim. Many years ago, I was, gosh, where did I get that? It was out of a little book that had these tips on how to live a better life. And I just saw it and thought, oh, that's interesting. And I opened it. And the tip that I opened to was really surprising. It says, if you're having trouble sleeping in the middle of the night, get up. Ooh. Don't struggle with it. And, you know, it used to stress me out that I didn't get enough sleep. And now I give myself permission to just get up. And the difference is amazing. You know, it'd be, oh, you know, I've gotten 5 hours of sleep or whatever, but I'm kind of wide awake and I'm laying there upset. So I end up messing up my whole day thinking about the fact that I didn't have enough sleep. Now I just get up and go about the day. Makes a big difference.
And I find, you know, with the little Fitbits and stuff where you can track your sleep, sometimes that's not good because then you're, like you just said, you think that you're tired when you're not actually tired. Maybe you got 5 hours of sleep. Right. And the only reason you know that is because you were wearing a Fitbit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You're creating, you know, and this is a great segue or connection back to everything we've talked about. You cannot have an emotion without a story. There's a story attached to every emotion. Every emotion has a story attached to it. So I would go through the day with that story of not getting enough sleep, creating emotions that didn't support me.
Right.
So when you're running into things that don't feel right, when something doesn't feel right, just go find the story. And the feeling is going to tell you the truth. There's a story there that doesn't serve you anymore.
Bill, that's exactly right. It's the same thing with weight. That's an approach that I take too. It's what is your weight story? What is your story with food? And let's dissect that and break it down and really dive in. It's uncomfortable, but it's work you have to do.
We're getting ready to wind up the show here, ladies and gentlemen. Before we go, I just want to make sure that I mention Tracy's website is Tracy Hull, TracyHull.com. Her email address is Tracy@TracyHull.com. Be sure and get in touch with her because she's a wonderful young lady. Her heart is about helping you with your nutrition, your health. And there's a lot of people out there who are suffering right now. And just get in touch with Tracy because it's totally unnecessary. And she can help you get from where you are to where you want to be because she's been there. She's got skin in the game. And Bill, I just want to thank you for being with us today. And Tracy, thank you so much. We're out of time. We're going to go to tunes. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time.